Back at Aurora as we get set for the boys game here this afternoon between Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Norfolk Catholic. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher, and coach, as we talked before we went on, kind of a change of scenery for St. Cecilia this year.
Yeah, you know, nothing against what Creed had there. They had a really nice tournament, but we just decided that a little closer to home, you know, back-to-back days on the road, driving an hour and a half for our kids, I thought it was better family time and just all the things that we can do. We can scout a little bit more, you know, if we wanted to later tonight or even earlier in the day. And Aurora's got great tradition there with their athletics. And as soon as I saw the tournament open up, I asked our athletic director, Randy Ahrens, if it was possible that we could change scenery. He had no problem with it, and we've got a very quality tournament, I think.
Not scheduling any puns here for the opening round. This is a good basketball team we'll see today.
Yeah, they put it on a four-year rotation, and unfortunately got Norfolk Catholic the first year and probably one of the best teams they've had in a long time. They've got two Division II recruits. They've got great athletes at all the other spots. Norfolk Catholic's got a good tradition, you know, and we've played them last year in the semifinals in basketball, and we're fortunate enough to get out of that game without any scars, and then we, you know, played them in football in the state finals last year, and we're fortunate up there. So it's going to be a great game because of the fact that they probably are tired a little bit of the St. Cecilia Blue Ox and the fact that they're a good team.
I don't think they lost a whole lot off of their basketball team last year, did they?
Their guard play, they lost three or four seniors off their guards, but their 2-6-7 kids are back, Ewing and Brozek, and they're both, you know, Brozek's going to UNO, and I know Ewing can play somewhere at that level too. And then their guards are, you know, a little inexperienced like ours were coming into this year. I think we kind of mirrored each other, you know, with our big people coming back and strengths inside, and then our guards had to come out and kind of prove themselves. But everything I've seen on tape, they've done a great job of handling it.
Guys, coming off of a win over Sandy Creek right before the Christmas break, handled the Cougars pretty well. Pretty solid ball game for you, 48-33. Talking about that ball game.
Well, when you play right before the break, which we liked, you got something to build on, and we wanted to go into the break with momentum. And against Sandy Creek, we really did a nice job of defensively holding them in the low 20s through late in the ball game. They're going to win a lot of basketball games this season. It kind of propelled us. You know, you take 5 days off, and then you come back on Monday and get ready for what I believe is one of the top two teams in the state. So our kids had a lot of momentum coming off a 5-game winning streak, but they also got to realize that every day is a new adventure, and this is definitely going to be one.
Saw some different things out of Zach Stirrup in a ball game against Sandy Creek. Scored 16 points, pulled down 7 rebounds, actually stepped away from the basket a couple of times to hit some short jumpers.
Well, we've tried to tell Zach that, you know, we have since the second, third game of the year that he's going to carry a lot of the offensive load. We're going to run a lot of things through him, and we didn't realize how much people were going to definitely key on him. I mean, we've saw a lot of tough 2-3 zones that really just took two or three bodies and said he wasn't going to get the ball, and if he did get the ball, he didn't have any room to maneuver. So we tried to isolate him a little bit more, move him out to 15 feet. He's got soft touch, plus he's pretty good at going to the basket. So we tried to put in some things and just space out our offense a little bit better so that he can get a little more one-on-one type looks, and that opened it up for our guards too. And then our guards started shooting the ball about third, fourth game of the season like I thought they could, and return of Phil Hamburger really helped handling the offense. And he still hasn't hit his shooting stride, but he definitely has given us a leader on the floor that can take a lot of pressure off of Kissinger, Tino, and Chase Bassett.
The offense just looks like it's more in sync here in the last game or two.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of that has to do with Phil coming back. I mean, you lose a kid that is a starting quarterback on the football field, but he's our quarterback on the basketball team too. He gets us into things. He's that calm leader. He doesn't have any a shake in him. And when the game gets tight, he's a guy that's going to step up and hit a free throw here and there. And I think that took a lot of pressure off of our guards who are not true point guards. Neither is Phil, but he does a great job handling the ball and just gives us another weapon.
You're going to be happy with your kids too. Your team did not lose confidence after starting the season 0-2. Looks like they haven't missed a beat now.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a tough start. We were a little, you know, at the first point of the season, we were a little short with our depth, and then we went into on the road to Columbus Scotus. I kind of feared the worst things that could happen, and we finally woke up late in that game, and we played pretty well in the fourth quarter, but it was too late. And then against Wahoo Newman, we just played a quality opponent that night, and we were short one more person because of sickness, so we were down to seven kids total, and it just didn't work out for us. But I told our kids, you know, this is a long, long season, and we really want to be good, you know, sometime from now until the end of the year. We've got to put all this, all these pieces together, and I thought, you know, with the return of Phil, we did lose Mike Cannon, which really hurt. He's probably our best offensive rebounder, and he'll be out for another week with a stress fracture. Hopefully he can come back. But, you know, when you have these injuries, sometimes your kids step up in different roles. We've got good minutes out of Kevin Ryan, very good minutes out of Tim Scope. Those two kids have done a great job coming off the bench and just giving us some quality minutes. And, you know, you may not look in the box score at some of these stats, but when they take good shots and they don't turn the ball over, they play solid defense, that really helps our ball club, you know, go eight or nine deep, and that's about what you want to have. So it's gained us valuable court time for some kids that probably wouldn't have, and hopefully in the end it makes us a lot better.
Second month of the season now, is this where this team is going to take the next jump? This is kind of the second part of the season. Is this team going to make a big improvement down here?
We do. We're a long ways away from March and district tournament time, but our kids understand that you definitely need to make strides throughout different parts of the seasons. You need to kind of divide it up into thirds. You know, this is the time before the conference tournament. And by conference tournament, you want to be playing your best basketball, and then you just peak as you go through the month of February. We know we've got a really tough schedule. I look around at all the teams we're going to play, and I see them, you know, getting better and better. So we have to match that. And, you know, hopefully with some return of some people here in another week or so, our practices can get better, because right now we're a little thin at practice. And that's one of the things I've noticed this year, is we can't get a challenge some days, so to say, when we go 4-on-4, 5-on-5, and things like that. I just see us drop off. So, you know, when you drop off into your freshman ranks, they're just not quite ready to play at the varsity level. They're working hard, but they're just not doing, you know, they're just not physically ready. So we do need to get better each week. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen when you come out of a Christmas break after 5-6 days off like this. And, you know, this is no measuring stick, I don't think, for the rest of the season. But it definitely, you know, is a game that we've got to be ready to play at a high level.
On this team today, number one, they've got a lot of size. You mentioned a couple of 6'7" guys in the lineup for the Knights today. How do we handle that?
Well, they love to play inside and out. That's the thing, is they can post you up or they can shoot the three. That's what's really scary about their team, is that their kids really do a great job, the big kids, of facing the basket from 16 to 20 feet, and they're not afraid to pull the trigger. They probably shot as many three-point shots as they've shot two-point shots this year. And anytime you get that, that's a real difficult matchup for us. It makes us decide whether we're going to bring Zach away from the basket a lot and have him guard one of those guys on the perimeter. Now, last year he had to do that against them in the state tournament. This year, you know, we don't have the luxury of going as deep with Jordan Consbrook out, so we will probably not bring him away from the basket. We'll try to keep him closer to the basket as much as we can. But the thing is they've got about five other guys that are real capable of hitting shots, you know. If they're on, they're going to be very difficult to beat. We've just got to make sure we grind against them and try to get quality possessions, do a lot of things, you know, compete at a high level on defense and try to make them take tough shots. I think the game's going to be won in the paint. We haven't, you know, lost a game, I would say, this year in the paint. I think that's that, and this team is good at athletic rebounding team, as we've seen. So we're going to have to do a great job of keeping the ball off of dribble penetration and then just limiting their touches in the paint. If they hit a couple threes, they're going to have to hit them, because we're not going to allow anything in the paint, hopefully.
If we do not decide to pull Zach away from the basket, is that going to cause us problems inside?
Yeah, definitely. If we have to have him go out and guard Brozek, you know, we've got Ryan Shee and Chase Bassett who play pretty big for their size, and they're going to have to end up guarding, because the thing is they can put another 6'3 or 4 kid in the game at the same time, so they can go 6'7, 6'7, 6'3, and we haven't matched anything like that in the 3 years that I've been here, just with size. And so we're going to have to do a great job with our help side defense, and you know, we're going to try to full front some of those post players so they don't get any touches. But sometimes you give up offensive rebounds and lob plays when you do that, but our help side is going to have to be there to help. So you know, hopefully we can do the little things within the game, like checking out, so they just do get that one challenge shot and nothing easy. And if we can do that, we'll have a great chance.
Okay, good luck.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, will come back and check the starters for the ball game today as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Rivals Bar and Grill is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Breakfast at Rivals Saturday mornings from 7 to 11 and Sunday mornings 7 to noon. Rivals also has express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials, and nonstop sports action on 12 large screen TVs. Rivals Bar and Grill is open regular hours New Year's Eve with musical entertainment beginning at 9 p.m. and Rivals will open at 9 a.m. New Year's Day. Have a happy and safe New Year from Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Here this afternoon between Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic. Again, the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes won the first ball game today by a score of 58-44 over the Knights of St. Cecilia, will play in the championship ball game of this holiday tournament tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock here in Aurora. St. Cecilia using a big third quarter, 22-6 over Norfolk Catholic to propel them to the win. So St. Cecilia now 6-1 on the season. Norfolk Catholic drops to 5 wins and 2 losses. A couple of good teams scoring off here in the boys' encounter here this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in a record of 5 wins and 2 losses on the season. St. Cecilia opening up the year, losing twice on the opening weekend to Columbus Scotus 40-35 and to Bishop Newman 49-34. Since then, the Hawks have played pretty well. They beat Donovan Trumbull, got a last-second shot by Mike Hannon in a home ball game and beat the Cardinals by a score of 26-24. Then beat Blue Hill the next night, 45-26. They beat Sutton on the road, 55-44. And Omaha Scott at home, 56-42. And St. Cecilia closing out their pre-Christmas schedule with a win at home over Sandy Creek at 48-33. So St. Cecilia, a team that comes in averaging 42 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 36.8 on the defensive end. Leading scorer continues to be Phil Hamburger, who's averaging 13.5 points per ball game. Zach Stirrup is averaging 10 points and 7 points per game for St. Cecilia, but the Hawks still being plagued by injuries from the football season and from the early part of the basketball season. They've got 5 guys still on the disabled list for this tournament this weekend. Mike Hannon is out for another 2 weeks. Joe Groffel is out for at least another 2 weeks with a football injury. Simon Ostrander, who was injured early in the football season, is out until at least January 30th with a knee injury. Jameson Esch is expected to be back by January 10th or so. And Jordan Konsberg is also out for St. Cecilia. He's out until the latter part of January as well. So St. Cecilia is still running a little short here at the beginning of the season as they enter their 8th ball game here tonight. They've got 5 players still on the injured list. Norfolk Catholic, they are undefeated so far this year. The Knights are 5-0 in the season. They have beaten Madison in their season opener, 74-43. Norfolk Catholic also beating Bishop Newman, 57-45. They handled Battle Creek, 69-28. They beat Lutheran High Northeast on the road, 63-56. And they beat Boone Central right before the Christmas break, winning by 10 by a score of 50-40. So Norfolk Catholic, a team that is averaging 63 points per ball game on offense, they're giving up 42.4 on the defensive end. Ironically, these two teams played last year in the state tournament down in Lincoln, facing St. Cecilia, beating Norfolk Catholic in the semifinals last year by a score of 55-52. The Hawks then went on to win the state championship last year, but these two teams, not only on the gridiron in football, but also in basketball, have seen each other quite a bit here in the past couple of years. They've got two big, big boys inside that St. Cecilia will have to handle here today. They're both 6'7". Ben Ewing is averaging 19 points per ball game. And Ethan Brozik talked about it during the pregame show, averaging 17 points per contest as well for Norfolk Catholic. So St. Cecilia's big men, in particular, Zach Stirrup, will have a big test here this afternoon against Norfolk Catholic. A couple of good teams squaring off here in the opening round of the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament this afternoon. Norfolk Catholic starting lineup will look like this. Luke Lyons is a 5'9" junior. He's averaging 2 points per ballgame. Drew Farley is a 6-foot junior. Farley is averaging 4 points per ballgame. Also, Ethan Brozik, the 6'7" senior. Brozik averaging 17 points per game and 9 rebounds per contest. Eric Becker is a 6'3" senior. Becker is averaging 4 points per ball game. And then the other big guy, Ben Ewing, is a 6'7" senior. He is averaging 19 points per contest. Hastings St. Cecilia will go with Matt Kissinger this afternoon. Kissinger, the 6'1" junior, was averaging 9 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Chase Bassett gets the start. Bassett, 5'11" and a senior, averaging 2 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Phil Hamburger is a 6'2" junior. Hamburger shaking off an early season injury. He's averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds per game. Ryan Sheehy, the 6'4" senior, averaging 1 point and about 3 rebounds per game. And then Zach Stirrup, the 6'10" senior, averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds per game. St. Cecilia dressed in their homestanding whites, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Norfolk Catholic going to be in their red this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the white. Knights control the opening tip. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Here's Farley with the ball. On the far sideline, bounce pass goes underneath the bucket to Brozik. It's shot to be blocked down. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far side, picked up there by Farley. Farley keeps it alive for Norfolk Catholic. Down in the corner, driving the baseline. Here's a pass to Brozik off of his fingertips, but Luke Lyons picks it up. Lyons drives the baseline. It's cut off nicely there by Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Back outside, here's Ewing. Dual penetration, kicks it back out to a wide-open Farley. His shot is up there. It's no good. It was last touched by Norfolk Catholic underneath the bucket. So Farley was wide open there for Norfolk Catholic, but he misses the shot. So St. Cecilia has got it. The Knights held onto the ball for 34 seconds there on the opening possession. St. Cecilia now facing some backcourt pressure. And the big guy, Zach Stirrup, dribbles with the ball. Finally approaches the 10-second line and gets it in the hands of one of his guards, Matt Kissinger. Down to Stirrup, down in the corner. Here's Hamburger, drives the baseline, spins, puts up a shot, no good. We got a foul and a rebound. Personal foul is going to go on the rebound. It's going to go on Stirrup. And we can ill afford to get Zach in any kind of foul trouble here in this ball game here this afternoon. Norfolk Catholic, a big, big basketball team, and Zach Stirrup at 6'10", can ill afford to give away any playing time here this afternoon. 1 minute into the contest, no score. Bounding the ball inside is Norfolk Catholic. The Brozik, and the shot's going to be blocked down by Stirrup. Zach gets it down here for St. Cecilia. Gets it in the hands now of a Matt Kissinger. Hustles into the forecourt. Kissinger comes out to Ryan Sheehy. Sheehy on the wing, now to Hamburger. Lobs it inside again to Stirrup. Down low on the baseline. He works down there. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Farley to Norfolk Catholic. Farley takes it down the right sideline to Brozik. Brozik takes it down on the baseline, lobs it into the lane. The ball's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Matt Kissinger. There's a long pass down to four. They get it to Hamburger. Shot is up there. He misses the layup. Rebound is loose and is taken down by Norfolk Catholic. Ewing has got it for the Knights. Hustles into the forecourt now to Farley, down the right sideline. Gets it on the wing now to Becker. Becker comes across the top. It's off of the fingertips of Brozik, but he picks it back up. We're 2 minutes into the ballgame. Still no score between Norfolk Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's Farley with the ball on the wing, behind his screen, takes it down on the baseline, now underneath the bucket. He's hit from behind by Hamburger. No foul called. Gets it back out to Becker. His shot from 17 won't go. Ball goes to the far sideline, picked up by Ewing. His pass to the top of the key goes to Farley. Farley down the lane, puts up an acrobatic shot, no good. Rebound to Hamburger. Outlet pass comes to Kissinger. Kissinger throws one up there. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. He's fouled in the play. Kissinger just kind of threw one up there. He was fouled by Luke Lyons. That ball almost went down through the hole. It didn't have a prayer. Kissinger threw it up there, went bouncing off of the iron and then the backboard, and then fell off of the right side. So Kissinger will go to the free throw line and shoot two here. As Luke Lyons picks up the foul for Norfolk Catholic, that's going to be his first. And the first free throw of the ball game is good by Matt Kissinger. Now, free throw shooting is not St. Cecilia's forte. They are hitting only 46% of their free throws so far this year. Kissinger at 40% is now 12 out of 30 from the free throw line. He hits two shots here, and that gives St. Cecilia the lead. 2-0 is the score. The Blue Hawks over Norfolk Catholic here in Boys High School basketball action here this afternoon from the Aurora Holiday Tournament. Norfolk Catholic has got the ball. They come across the top. Here's Luke Lyons. Lyons moves it down in the corner. That's Brozek with the ball. High above his head. Out to Lyons again. Now to Farley on the right side. Farley goes to Brozek right inside the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. Picked up in the lane. Now a scramble is on, and Norfolk Catholic controls it here. Luke Lyons left side of the lane. 2-0 is the score. Saint Cecilia with the lead. Lyons dribbling with the ball. Gets away. Takes it to the free throw line. Now he's stopped right there by Kissinger. Now we got a personal foul call. They got it in the hands of Ben Ewing, and a foul is going to be called here on Kissinger. So Kissinger picks up the personal foul for Hastings St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Blue Hawks here in this first half. 5:05 to play in the first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. The St. Cecilia girls also in action today. They already picked up a win in the opener this afternoon. Here's Ketter with the ball on the left side now for Norfolk Catholic, and a foul is called away from all the action. The foul is going to go on Bassett, I think, of St. Cecilia. That's going to be the third team foul already on the Blue Hawks. Bassett picks up his first. On shooting situation, Farley will play it in. Way back outside to Luke Lyons out here in three-point territory. Lyons looking left. Lyons looking right, then sends it down in the corner to Farley. They lob it inside to Brozek. Back out here on the elbow. Left side to Ketter. Right side of the lane, now to Lyons. Cranks up the three. Ball is shot is up there again. Luke Lyons scores. Norfolk Catholic getting just 25% of their three-pointers so far this year, but they hit their first tray in this ball game. 3-2 is the score now. Norfolk Catholic with a one-point lead. Hamburger has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Zach Stirrup. Stirrup sends it down to the baseline to Hamburger. Hamburger gets away on the dribble. Brings it back out into three-point territory. Looking for Zach inside. They got him covered up. Back out to Chase Bassett. Bassett sends it to the far sideline to Hamburger. Now to Chase. Right side of the wing. Kissinger lobs it inside to Stirrup. Grabs the ball, shoots and scores. Zach Stirrup puts St. Cecilia ahead. Blue Hawks have the lead 4-3 now. 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Luke Lyons with it now for Norfolk Catholic. Out on top to Ewing, trying to penetrate. Cut off nicely there by Sheehy. Takes it to the wing on the right side to Ketter. Bounce pass down low. Shot by Brozek. Turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound offensively. Ewing following shot. No good. Rebound Stirrup. Two shots right around the hoop there for Norfolk Catholic, and they could not convert. Zach Stirrup gets the rebound for St. Cecilia. Down to Hamburger. Into the forecourt. Hamburger on the dribble. Takes it to the rack. He's going to be fouling the play. So Phil Hamburger coming back from a football injury. Still the leading scorer for the Blue Hawks here in this young season. Now goes to the free throw line. He is fouled in the play here by Connor Ketter of Norfolk Catholic. To the free throw line will be Hamburger. One of the better foul shooters on the team at 73%. Shot is up there. That one is no good. Hamburger now 11 out of 16 from the free throw line this season. Sheehy is out. Bassett is out. Coming to the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Tim Skok and also Cesar Tino. Tino is averaging 8 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Also, Kevin Ryan checking in there for the Blue Hawks. 3:37 to play first quarter, 4-3. Hawks with the lead. Shot from the free throw line by Hamburger is good. St. Cecilia now with a 5-3 advantage. Early in the ball game here this afternoon, there's a Jordan Beller with the ball now for Norfolk Catholic down in the corner to Scott Zock. Zock brings it outside down to Brozek. Brozek still out here in the 3-point territory, sends it down in the corner, now to Ewing. Ewing comes out on top, down to Zock. Zock moves it over the wing to Brozek. St. Cecilia stays in his man-to-man. Here's Ewing driving the ball against Stoke. His shot is good, but it won't count. Foul on the way in. It's going to go on Tim Skok. Skok picks up his first personal foul. Team foul, number 3 on the Blue Hawks. Non-shooting situation, so it'll be Norfolk Catholic inbounding the ball from underneath their own hole here. 3:15 to play in the first quarter, 5-3. Hawks have the lead. Zock will play things in. Lobs it way outside here in the three-point territory. That's a Connor Ketter with the ball. He gets it into the hands now of Zock down in the corner again. Long-range jumper by Ketter from three is going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Kevin Ryan. Ryan now to a Hamburger. Hamburger right-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone. Hamburger is a double-teamed. Hamburger throws the ball on the far side way over the head of Cesar Tino out of bounds. Turnover number one on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. 2:55 to play in the first quarter. 5-3 is the score. Blue Hawks have the lead. The Norfolk Catholic, a team that can put some points on the scoreboard, they average 63 points per ball game. St. Cecilia averaging just 42.7. It's a 5-3 ball game right now. Here's Eric Becker with the ball. He drives it toward the hole. He puts up a shot over Stilt. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Final shot is up and in. Connor Ketter gets the offensive board and the putback. Norfolk Catholic has come back to tie the game up at 5 points apiece. This is going to be a tight ball game, I think, for St. Cecilia. Here's the ball knocked away. Norfolk Catholic coming back the other way on the break and driving layup by Ketter is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Phil Hamburger has got it for the Blue Hawks. 2:20 to play. Here in the first quarter, we're tied up at 5 points apiece. Cesar Tino with the ball under dribble. Bounce pass goes inside his turret. Back out to Hamburger. Hamburger down in the corner, Kevin Ryan. Ryan is double team, brings it back out into 3-point territory to Hamburger. Hamburger comes across top now to Cesar Tino as the Norfolk Catholic has gone to a zone defense. Norfolk Catholic has gone zone here on this possession. With 2 minutes to play in quarter number one, it's a 5-5 ball game. Hamburger to Cesar Tino, right side down to Tim Scope, holds the ball, puts it on the floor, now comes out to Cesar. Cesar brings it back to Scope, down there in the corner on the right side. He's double team, goes to Stirrup. Stirrup now to Scope, out to Cesar Tino. Left side of the wing, here's Hamburger. He holds it. Diagonal pass down in the corner, right side. Skoke is off of the baseline, no good. Rebound Stirrup. He goes back up, and shot no good, and he's fouling the play. So St. Cecilia very patient against the zone there. They threw a diagonal pass from the left wing down in the right corner. Skoke could not convert, but right there on the rebound was Zach Stirrup. Stirrup will go to the free throw line. The personal foul goes on Ewing at Norfolk Catholic. That will be his first. So Zach Stirrup to the free throw line. A 38% foul shooter for Hastings St. Cecilia. His shot is up there. That one is around the rim and falls off. No good. Stirrup now 12 out of 32 from the free throw line. Bring in the Houdini doll. A minute and 32 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter. 5-5 is the score. Zach Stirrup will have one more free throw here. He gives St. Cecilia the lead early in this ballgame. Stirrup steps at the free throw line, throws it up there, and the shot goes down through the hole. So Stirrup hits a free throw. He's going to check out here. Coming to the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Ryan Sheehy. 1:32 to play here in the first quarter, 6-5. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Bringing the ball back on the dribble is going to be Jordan Beller for Norfolk Catholic. With some final instructions from the bench as he attacks in the offensive zone. Beller now looks to the St. Cecilia zone defense. Beller comes over here on the wing on the left side. Here's a long-range jumper by Ewing that's going to be no good. Ball loose on the baseline, goes out of bounds. Last touchdown there by the Knights. Scott Zock was going after it there for Norfolk Catholic. Bounding off of his leg, out of bounds, so St. Cecilia plays things in. Cesar Tino gets the kiss into the ball, mishandled, it's loose, and it's picked up here by Becker. He drives, and a offensive foul is going to be called. Becker was driving for the hole, but they had a man down the floor here. That was Luke Lyons, who was kind of running interference. He picks up the personal foul, like a football play. And a man out in front of him, and an offensive foul is going to be called there. We got 1 minute to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia's got it on the Norfolk Catholic turnover. Here's Kissinger. Kissinger goes to a Kevin Ryan. Now they get the ball into the offensive zone. Cesar Tino has got it. Tino brings it out into 3-point territory to Skoke. Skoke holds it high above his head. There's a pass down in the corner to Kevin Ryan. Drives the baseline. It's cut off. Ryan's pass comes out to Kissinger. Drives it inside the free throw line. A short jumper is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Ewing. Ben Ewing will dribble out of there. The big guy into the offensive zone. Comes to Brozek down to the baseline. Powers his way to the basket. He drives. A shot no good. Rebound loose. Ewing grabs it. His shot from 15 is good. Ben Ewing averaging 19 points per ball game. It's a jumper there. He's got 2 points. Norfolk Catholic got on top now by a score of 7-6 in the ball game. We're down to 14 seconds to play in the first quarter. Ryan Sheehy. Bounce pass comes out to Kissinger. Near the 10-second line. Kissinger double team. The ball poked away. Kissinger gets it under control. Goes over to the Stoke underneath the basket. He throws it away. Trying to fire the ball into the hole there to Sheehy. The pass was too high, goes sailing over his head. The Hawks have turned it over for the third time here in the first quarter. 2.1 seconds to play. Norfolk Catholic will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Eric Becker, rather Brozek, will play things in down the near sideline to Beller. He launches one from half court. His shot is no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. First quarter in the books here this afternoon. Boys high school basketball from the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. The score after one, Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Norfolk Catholic. It's the Knights 7 and the Blue Hawks 6. You're invited.
to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000 square foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
At Big G Ace, our helpful people put a smile on your face.
Big G Ace is your Toro snowblower headquarters. From the compact Toro Power Clear, great for clearing off sidewalks, to the Big 1028 with wheel clutches and lights that make it easy to clean large areas in the dark. You can get them all from the Toro experts at Big G Ace in Hastings, open 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Big G Ace.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Aurora High School. The Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia girls won the opener. They'll play for the championship tomorrow morning at 11. The St. Cecilia boys trying to get there as well. Their championship ball game would be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. 7-6 is the score. Norfolk Catholic with the lead. St. Cecilia with the basketball opening possession here in the second quarter. And again, Norfolk Catholic. He's going to be in a zone defense here. St. Cecilia will work with it. Really threw the ball out of bounds there. Chase Bassett finds the ladder. And then his pass out on top is going to be intercepted to Ewing. Ewing drives, shoots, and scores. Ewing intercepts the ball. That's the fourth turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. And now Norfolk Catholic has got a 9-6 advantage here early in the second quarter. Bill Hamburger now for St. Cecilia. Bounce pass comes over here to Kissinger. To Cesar Tino. 4-3 from the corner. It's off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Ewing. Then Ewing gets the ball away to Brozek, and he's going to be hit from behind and a foul called. Hamburger trying to poke the ball away and picks up the personal foul instead. First one on Phil. Team foul number 5 on St. Cecilia here in this first half. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Norfolk Catholic inbounding the ball. Drew Farley back into the contest. Will inbound, gets it down to the baseline to Ewing. He goes up, and he's fouled again. And now Ewing will go to the free throw line for Norfolk Catholic. The foul is going to go on Hamburger. So back-to-back fouls on Phil Hamburger. He's now got 2. Ewing to the free throw line for Norfolk Catholic. 4 points to the contest thus far. And a couple of field goals. He's a 75% foul shooter in the season. 24 out of 32. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's no good. Norfolk Catholic as a team hitting 69% of their free throws. They're hitting 49% from the field and 25% from three-point territory. Ben Ewing sets to the free throw line. His next one is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Bounce with a rebound. Loose in the lane. Picked up by Cesar Tino. So Tino has got it now for Hastings St. Cecilia. 9-6 is the score. The Knights have the lead. Hamburger has got it out here in three-point territory. Comes over here to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger on the dribble. Brings it out here in the three-point territory again. Wings it to the left side. That's Hamburger. Down in the corner now to a Chase Bassett. Brings it up high on the block. Gets it. Down to a Matt Kissinger. Down to the baseline is Cesar Tino. Inside the stirrup. His shot from right in front of the basket. It's going to be no good. Ball is poked to the corner. It goes out of bounds. The officials look. And they give it to St. Cecilia. Last pass, I think, by Brozek down there. Now the other official coming in to discuss things are going to give the ball to Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights will have the basketball here with 6 minutes and 32 seconds to play. In the second quarter, 9-6 is the score. St. Cecilia in the first quarter hit only 1 out of 6 from the field for 17%. Norfolk Catholic 3 out of 14 for 21%. Just some more numbers there. Time permits. 6.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. 9-6 is the score. St. Cecilia down by 3. Bombs away for 3. A 3-pointer put up there by Schaefer. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hamburger on the rebound. Long pass down to four to Cesar Tino. Spins down there, takes it down on the baseline, runs into Big Ben Ewing, has to get rid of it, does so. To Matt Kissinger, down to Cesar from the corner, 4-3, it's off of the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound, Hamburger has got it, goes back up, shoots and scores. So Hamburger gets the offensive board and the putback for St. Cecilia. He's got 3 points. Hawks are back within 1, 9-8. Driving for the hole is going to be Farley, and he's going to be, fouling the players. Ball's knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. No foul. So it's going to be Norfolk Catholic inbounding the ball from underneath their hole to the left side. Chase Bassett checks out. Here comes Sheehy back in there for St. Cecilia. Farley will inbounds here for Norfolk Catholic. Holds it, goes into the far side to Ben Ewing. Comes across the top now to Luke Lyons. St. Cecilia back to their man-to-man defense. Here's Farley on the wing on the right side. Dribbles behind his screen. Farley moves into the free throw line. Down to Schaefer. Schaefer on the wing. On the left side of the lane. Comes out now to Ben Ewing. He drives the ball against Sheehy. He goes up. He's fouling away. So Ben Ewing just tries to power his way to the basket there for Norfolk Catholic. And he was fouled in the play here by Sheehy. The first foul on Ryan Sheehy, team foul number 7 on Hastings St. Cecilia. So now the Knights are in the bonus situation for the rest of the half. Ben Ewing to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. He's now 1 of 3 from the line. And these two teams played in the semifinals of the state tournament last year. St. Cecilia beat Norfolk Catholic by a score of 55-52. Hoxton went on to win the state title. St. Cecilia has won the last 3 state championships. Next shot is up there. It is good by Ben Ewing. It's now an 11-8 ball game. Norfolk Catholic matches their biggest lead of the contest. Cesar Tino now with the ball for St. Cecilia. Comes over here to Matt Kissinger down a stirrup at the top of the key. Stirrup gives it up to Tino. Not a hamburger. Holds it. Stirrup on the high post. The Kissinger on the wing on the right side. As Norfolk Catholic still playing a zone defense there. Here's a pass that's going to be tipped and intercepted. Grozek grabs it. He goes down and slams it home. Ethan Grozek gets the steal. He goes home and slams it back the other way. First field goal of the ball game. Now Kevin Asher calls the timeout. So that'll ignite the crowd here. You don't see that too often in the high school ranks, but I'll tell you what, Grozek is a big boy. He can slam her home, and he got the steal there and took it right down the floor and scored for Norfolk Catholic. 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break. Norfolk Catholic 13, St. Cecilia 8.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
The other girls' ball game was won by Aurora. They down Ogallala by a score of 51-38. So St. Cecilia will play Aurora tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock over at the sports complex here at Aurora for the championship of this holiday tournament. So St. Cecilia and Aurora will play for the girls' title tomorrow at 11 as the Huskies beat Ogallala today 51-38. St. Cecilia beating Norfolk Catholic 58-44. St. Cecilia boys trailing here by 5. Here's a shot up with the baseline. Good. Cesar Tino. Cesar Tino scores from the left baseline. It's now 13-10. The Knights have the lead. Norfolk Catholic with it. Here's Luke Lyons. Bounce pass goes to Brozik on the wing. Down to Ewing now. Ewing works against Sheehy. Kicks it out to Ketter. Ketter for 3. His shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Kissinger. Long pass down to 4. Goes to Stirrup. Stirrup drives. His shot is up there. It's no good. We got a foul called. A foul is going to go on Norfolk Catholic. So there we see the big guy dribbling with the ball. Normally you don't like to see your 6'10" post player taking the ball down the floor, but he draws the personal foul here. Now Stirrup goes to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Ben Ewing. That's going to be a second. So Stirrup to the free throw line. He's 1 of 2 so far today. Stirrup with 3 points in the ball game. Sean is up there. It's good. Hey, the big guy has hit 2 in a row. It's now 13-11. Hastings St. Cecilia back within 2 points. Ketter comes back into the contest now. And Ewing is going to go out here for a quick breather for Norfolk Catholic. The Knights have not lost this year. They are 5-0. St. Cecilia sitting at 5-2. Next shot is up there from Stirrup. It's good. Stirrup now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. And the Hawks are back within 1, 13-12. Here's Becker with the ball, left side of the lane for Norfolk Catholic. Picked up there by Stirrup. Goes back out here behind the three-point ring to Luke Lyons. Lyons down to Brozik to the wing on the left side to Ketter. He drives inside. His shot's going to be blocked down, but the foul is called. It's going to go on Zach. Second foul on Zach Stirrup in the ball game. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Connor Ketter for Norfolk Catholic. He's just a 43% foul shooter in the season. He is 7 out of 16 from the free throw line this year, averaging 6 points per ball game. Kenner's free throws up and in. Norfolk Catholic now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line this afternoon. The Knights have a 2-point lead. It is 14-12. As Connor Ketter will have one more for Norfolk Catholic. Sets to the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. serve now to Kissinger down the left sideline to Hamburger. Hamburger on the dribble, takes it down on the baseline, lobs it inside to Stewart. Contact made again, foul called. Connor Ketter is going to pick up the foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number six on Norfolk Catholic here in the ball game. The Saints to say will play things in. Non-shooting situation here. Come way outside to a Matt Kissinger. Kissinger now picks up the dribble and sends it to the left side to Hamburger. Now to Kissinger. Kissinger holds it, puts it on the floor, dribbles to his left. Still looking at this zone defense here for Norfolk Catholic. Kissinger on the wing. Now dribbles out near the 10-second line. Picked up there by Luke Lyons. Hands the ball away to a Hamburger. Now behind a screen from Stirrup. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Hamburger bombs it back cross court now. That's going to be Kissinger with it. Dribbles with it. Matt's trying to get away. Takes it down in the baseline. He's still got it on the dribble. And we got a 5-second violation called down. St. Cecilia. We got a foul call. Yep, we got a foul instead. It's going to go on Farley. So Kissinger was trying to get away and on the dribble. I mean, there was a 5-second violation here, but Drew Farley is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Now a 1-1 situation for Matt Kissinger. His shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down. He has now got 3 points in the ball game, all from the free throw line. Kissinger will have one more. Sheehy goes out, checking into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Will be Chase Bassett. 14-13. Norfolk Catholic with a 1-point lead. 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the second quarter. As Matt Kissinger toes the mark for his second of two shots here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and that one is good. He gets the roll right down through the hole. Now we're tied up at 14 points apiece. Norfolk Catholic is led by as many as 5 points here in the ballgame. Luke Lyons has got it now. Lyons to Ketter. Out in 3 points there. So right side of the lane. Comes across the top. They get it to Becker. Becker looks. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops through the ball. Poked away by Stewart, but it's picked up on the far side by Drew Farley. Farley down to the top of the key to Ewing is back in the ball game. Ewing drives it. His shot over Hamburger is up there. It's going to be short. Ball is loose. It's saved here by Ewing from going out of bounds. And they finally lose it. Farley could not control it here on the near sideline. And the Norfolk Catholic Knights turn the ball away. 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the second quarter. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. Ethan Brosick comes back into the ball game now for Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia with the possession here. Hamburger races the ball across the 10-second line. They try to trap him, but he gets the ball away to Kissinger. Down to Stirrup. His shot is up there at him. The big guy steps away from the basket and scores. Zach Stirrup now with 7 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia reclaims the lead 16-14. 2:25 to play here in the second quarter. Beller has got it now. Beller to the far sideline to Drew Farley. Farley dribbles to his left. Thought about taking the three. Sends it back down in the corner to Ketter. His shot is up there. It is good. Connor Ketter from just inside the three-point arc scores there. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and we're tied up at 16 points apiece. As we approach the two-minute mark, Hamburger down to Stirrup, drives the baseline, and he lays one home. Zach Stirrup now with 9 points in the ball game. The Hawks have a two-point lead. 18-16. Here's Ketter down on the baseline. They get it outside down to Ewing. Ewing moves it to Farley. Farley down on the low block now, left side to Brozick. Brozick backs up, wheels. His shot over Chase Bassett, no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup of St. Cecilia, now to Kissinger. So the Hawks have a 2-point lead in the basketball here. A minute and 38 seconds to play. Hamburger comes out now to a Kissinger, sends it back to Hamburger. 4-3. It's up there. It's off the mark, no good. Cesar Tino grabs the rebound down in the corner. Cesar on the dribble. Approaches the lane there, and then he's cut off. Comes out to Chase Bassett. Swings it left side to Hamburger. Down on the baseline, down to Kissinger. He's double-teamed and just throws it out here. It's going to be intercepted. Farley has got it now for Norfolk Catholic down the right sideline. Farley lobs it. It's over the head. It throws it out of bounds. And a two-on-one break coming back the other way. Farley threw the ball away. Way over the head of Ethan Brozick. That's another turnover on Norfolk Catholic. Their fourth of the ball game. 1:12 remaining here in the second quarter. 18-16. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. The Knights led at the end of one quarter, 7-6. Now St. Cecilia with the ball. They'll walk up the floor here with Matt Kissinger. Bounce pass to Cesar Tino back into the offensive zone. The Kissinger now to Hamburger on the far side. Hamburger on the deep wing. Looking at this zone defense, looking to penetrate. He tries the ball toward the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Nice move to the basket by Phil Hamburger. He has got 5 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now leading by four. It's 20-16. Off of the baseline, Ketter's shot is up there around the rim and down. Connor Ketter scores. He's now got 7 in the ball game. He averages only 6 on the season. Hamburger will play things into Cesar Tino. down to 35 seconds to play now. Here in the second quarter, St. Cecilia with a two-point lead in the basketball, 20-18. Hamburger walks it across the midcourt stripe here. Hamburger on the dribble. As Norfolk Catholic has now gone to a man-to-man defense. Matt Kissinger, 20 seconds to play. Dribbling with the ball out in three-point territory. Kissinger has still got it out here as he works against Beller. Kissinger takes the ball down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Norfolk Catholic. Grabbing the ball here is Becker. Comes into the forecourt down to Brozek. Brozek spins to the top of the key. Down to the baseline to Ketter. His short jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup, and that's the end of the second quarter. Two quarters in the books here this afternoon. Everything we expected between two very good basketball teams here this afternoon. Opening round, the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 20, Norfolk Catholic 18.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Aurora High School here this afternoon. High school basketball on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here for Norfolk Catholic at the break. The score is 20-18. Norfolk Catholic had the lead after the first quarter by a score of 7-6. The Knights then opened up a 5-point lead early in the second period at 13-8. St. Cecilia came back to tie things up at 14, also tied up at 16 points until St. Cecilia scored four straight to make it 20-16. It's now 20-18, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over Norfolk Catholic at halftime. Elsewhere in this tournament, Hastings St. Cecilia girls picked up a win in the opener this afternoon as they beat Norfolk Catholic by the score of 58-44. The Knights had the lead at halftime 31-30. And St. Cecilia used the big third quarter. They outscored Norfolk Catholic 22-6 to grab a 52-37 advantage after three quarters, and really the Knights never threatened in the fourth. St. Cecilia winning 58-44. Etz getting 15 points in the ball game from Cherise Farmer. She scored 11 in the third quarter alone, ends up with 15 for the ball game. Tessa Kalupa had 11 points for St. Cecilia. Lexi Schmidt had 10. The St. Cecilia is now 6-1 in the season. The girls will play for the Holiday Tournament Championship tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock against the Aurora Huskies. Aurora picked up a win in the other girls' ball game earlier today by a score of 51-38. And this tournament is being played in two different gyms. We're in the secondary gym at the high school here at Aurora. Across the street at the sports complex, you've got the Aurora-Ogallala matchups going on. The girls' game completed earlier. Now the boys are playing over there. The girls' championship ball game at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the sports complex. The boys' championship will be at 1 o'clock at the sports complex. The consolation game for the boys will be at 11 o'clock here in this North Gym. And the consolation girls' game will be held at 1 o'clock tomorrow. So that's the schedule for tomorrow. And again, they're going to try to beat some weather. So it's going to be the first game. And then 20 minutes immediately following that one, we'll have the second ball game. That's the schedule they have informed us with tomorrow. So keep that in mind as we get ready to go for high school basketball coverage tomorrow. Shooting numbers in the first half For Hastings St. Cecilia, they're hitting only 40% of their field goals in the first half. They are 6 out of 15. They had only 1 out of 6 shots in the first quarter, but they came back and warmed things up in the second quarter, hit 5 out of 9. So St. Cecilia, 6 out of 15 from the field in the first half for 40%. Norfolk Catholic hit only 6 of 20 shots in the first half for 30%. They got 14 shots away in the first quarter alone, connected at only 3. So Norfolk Catholic, 6 out of 20 from the field in the first half for 30%. Three-pointers, St. Cecilia right now, 0 out of 3. Norfolk Catholic just 1 out of 6. For the free-throw line, St. Cecilia hitting 8 out of 10 for 80%. Norfolk Catholic, 3 out of 6 for 50%. The rebounds right now, St. Cecilia's got 13. Norfolk Catholic has got 11. St. Cecilia's got 3 offensive rebounds, 10 on defense. Norfolk Catholic has got 6 offensive rebounds and 5 on defense. Turnovers right now, Hastings St. Cecilia with 7 so far in the ball game. Norfolk Catholic has been charged with 3. Again, St. Cecilia's got the lead here at halftime over Norfolk Catholic. The score is 20-18. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue. You're listening to high school basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Aurora High School, 20-18 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over Norfolk Catholic in the boys' ball game. Scoring so far in the contest for the Knights, Connor Ketter came off of the bench in the first half. He had 3 field goals, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 7 points. Ben Ewing has got 6 points for Norfolk Catholic. He's got couple of field goals. He's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Ethan Brozek has been held to only 2 points on a field goal. Luke Lyons hit a 3-pointer in the first half and 3 points. In Norfolk Catholic, 3 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half of play. St. Cecilia had 8 out of 10 from the stripe with 7 turnovers. Their winning scorer so far, Zach Sturp. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Zach has hit 3 field goals, and he is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Bill Hamburger with 5 points. He's got 2 field goals, 1 out of 2 from the line. 4 points for Matt Kissinger, all from the free throw line in 4 attempts. And Cesar Tino came off of the bench. He had a field goal and 2 points for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks with a lead here over Norfolk Catholic by a score of 20-18 at halftime. In the Adams Central boys and girls playing in Minden, Adams Central girls played in the consolation game of the Minden Holiday Tournament earlier this afternoon. Adams Central beating Axtell by the score of 60-44. The Patriots have now won 3 games in a row. The Adams Central boys will play Minden for the championship tonight at 6:15. Airtime will be at 6 o'clock tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS. Hastings High boys and girls are playing in Columbus at the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Holiday Basketball Tournament. Hastings High was playing McCook in a loser's bracket ball game this afternoon. Hastings High girls also playing in the loser's bracket ball game this afternoon. No scores in yet on those ball games from the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Tournament in Kearney. We're at halftime here at Boys High School Basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia looking for their sixth straight win here this afternoon. They've got a two-point lead over Norfolk Catholic. The score is 20-18. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, play is back in. Norfolk Catholic has got the ball to begin the second half. The Blue Hawks have the lead here in the third quarter. The score is 20-18. Luke Lyons has got it now for Norfolk Catholic. The Knights will shoot to our basket to our right. Here in the second half of play, here's Brozek with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up by Chase Bassett. Brozek takes the ball on the lane. Kicks it back here to Becker on the wing. Becker down to the top of the key to Ben Ewing. He drives the ball. It's going to be stripped away. It's loose. It's going to the far sideline. Lyons picks it up. Luke Lyons keeps it under control now for Norfolk Catholic. Lyons on the dribble. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Cranks up a three-pointer. Shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped down. Picked up by Bassett. His pass is blocked down. Picked up by Farley. He goes up against Stirrup and scores. The Saints to say had their hands on the ball there. Pass was denied, picked up by Norfolk Catholic, and finally scores to tie up the ball game. Early in the third quarter, it's 20-20. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. St. Cecilia turns it away as a Becker has got it, drives it down the right side of the lane, and a foul is called. So St. Cecilia now with eight turnovers in the ball game, they turn it away on their opening possession of the third quarter. And a personal foul now whistled on St. Cecilia. That's going to go on Ryan Sheehy. That's going to be his second. First foul in the Hawks here in the second half of play. Norfolk Catholic will inbound the ball. Here's Luke Lyons. Lyons on the dribble, moves it down in the corner as he flips it away to Brozek. Ethan Brozek brings it up high and then throws it back down in the corner. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Becker. And the rebound comes down to Matt Kissinger for St. Cecilia. One shot and out for the Knights. Matt Kissinger with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Spins left side of the lane, takes it to the free throw line, dumps it down low to Bassett. Bassett brings it back to Kissinger. Kissinger in the paint, puts up a shot over. Finally, it's going to be no good. Brozek grabs the rebound. Ethan Brozek on the dribble now for Norfolk Catholic as the big guy comes to Ben Ewing. He drives the ball to the hole. It's going to be blocked out of bounds as he goes up for the shot. Zach Stirrup knocks the ball out of bounds there for St. Cecilia. So Norfolk Catholic will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Drew Farley will inbound the ball here for Norfolk Catholic. Now to Brozek. Brozek, two-handed pass, comes to the free throw line to Becker. He drives the ball. It's going to be blocked out again as he goes up for the shot. Zach Stirrup with another block shot here for St. Cecilia. Now to Chase Bassett to Hamburger. Hamburger dribbles right to left across the free throw line. Down the outside of the lane. Puts up a shot from 10. Won't go. Ball tipped out. Bassett grabs it. Shoots and scores and he's fouled. Chase Bassett grabs it and tipped the ball right to the hole and he draws the personal foul. He gets the shot to go down. The foul will go on Luke Lyons. That's going to be his second. So it's going to be Bassett going to the free throw line. That was his first field goal of the night. Big bucket there. That gives St. Cecilia a 22-20 advantage. Into the ball game now is going to be Connor Ketter going out. I think it's going to be Becker going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Chase Bassett. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Ewing. So it's a 22-20 ball game. St. Cecilia with the lead. Luke Lyons drives it into the lane. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Driving the baseline. Shooting and scoring is finally. He finally took it from the left corner right to the hole. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and we are tied up now at 22 points apiece. Early in the third quarter, 5 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Hamburger facing pressure. Gets it across the 10-second line to Stirrup. Stirrup now down to Hamburger. Shot rather to a Kissinger. His shot no good. Rebound Sheehy. His shot no good off of the baseline and a foul call. So Ryan Sheehy goes to the free throw line here, fouled by Connor Ketter. of Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be his third. Now going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Ryan Sheehy. Ryan Sheehy goes to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. He's 0 for 2 so far this season. Now he finally gets one in the book here as he hits his first free throw. First point of the ball game for Ryan Sheehy. That makes the score 23-22, so 6'4" and senior will toe the mark for one more shot. For the Hawks, his second one is good. St. Cecilia doing very well from the free throw line here in this ball game. They're now 10 out of 12 from the line, despite shooting 46% for the season. They're approaching the 5-minute mark. St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead, 24-22. There's Connor Cutter with the ball. Comes out now to Ben Ewing. Picked up there by Sheehy. Around the screen. Now they give the ball to a Connor Cutter at the top of the circle. Connor sends it back to the wing on the left side. Holding the ball is Lyons. He lumped it inside and a foul is going to be called. They're trying to get it to a Brozek. Now a foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia. It's going to go, I think, on Chase Bassett. That's the case. That's going to be number 2 on Chase Bassett. Non-shooting situations on Norfolk Catholic will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Farley just lobs it over here to Ethan Brozek. Brozek at the elbow, left side, spins in the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be short, but the rebound comes down here to Cutter, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Cutter was trying to come back over here to the near sideline and lost the ball out of bounds. So Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball back here with 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play. 24-22, Hastings St. Cecilia leading by 2 points. Hamburger has got it now for the Blue Hawks. Hamburger dribbles to the near sideline. Now stops. He's in trouble. Throws it back out here to Chase Bassett. Bassett down the right side, down in the corner, down to Zach Stirrup. Dribbles once, brings it back to Bassett. They reverse the ball, get it down to Matt Kissinger at the top of the key. Kissinger backs it on out. Man-to-man defense here for Norfolk Catholic. Here's a Kissinger, sends it down to the baseline too far. Trying to get the pass down to Zach Stirrup. The pass was too far, and the Hawks turn the ball away for the ninth time here in the ballgame. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the third quarter, 24-22. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Eric Becker comes back into the ballgame now. Ben Ewing will check out. 4:15 to play in the third. The winner plays in the championship ballgame tomorrow against either Aurora or Ogallala. The boys' championship at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Here's Luke Lyons with the ball now for Norfolk Catholic. Connor Cutter picked up there by big Zach Stirrup. Cutter gets rid of it. Now to a Lyons again. Lyons moves it right side of the lane. Back out on top to Cutter. His long-range jumper in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger with the board. Kissinger dribbles out of there for the Blue Hawks. Right-handed dribble. He runs into a man over there. That's Schaefer. Now gets away as he takes down the lane. His shot is up there. It's rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Brozek. Ethan Brozek now runs the floor here. Brozek comes over here on the right side to Connor Cutter. Back outside the ring to Luke Lyons. St. Cecilia matching up now man-to-man here with 3.5 to play in the third quarter. 24-22, Hawks with a 2-point lead. Pass out on top, mishandled there. But it's picked back up by Cutter. Cutter now bounce pass left side to Lyons, deep wing. Lyons sends it back out to the top of the key to Becker. Becker, left side. Here's a jumper put up there by Cutter in. Connor Cutter hits his fourth field goal of the ball game. He's got now got 9 points. And Norfolk Catholic has come back to tie things up at 24. And now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Or do we? We got a officials timeout here. I think Zach Stirrup has some blood on his uniform back here. The officials kind of trying to get that all cleaned up. They call it a timeout with 3 minutes and 4 seconds to play. In the meantime, Luke Lyons is also heading back to do some medical attention. Looks like it's Luke Lyons, the guy who has got maybe a skinned-up elbow or something. He's bleeding, and it's on the uniform of Zach Stirrup, which will have to be cleaned off as well. So we've got an official's timeout, 3:04 to play. We'll take a quick timeout with a score. St. Cecilia 24, Norfolk Catholic 24.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy. Pharmacy 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we got things all handled here. Luke Lyons has received his medical attention on his elbow. We got the uniform cleaned up for Zach Sturz, and everybody stays into the ballgame. 3 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the third quarter. We're tied at 24. It was 20-18 at halftime. We've been tied at 20, been tied at 22, and now 24. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Now what do we have? Phil Hamburger has got some blood on his uniform. So he was getting ready to inbound the ball right in front of the Norfolk Catholic bench. And Phil Hamburger is now going to come over here and get his uniform cleaned up. So we've got Kevin Asher doing the duties over there, the head coach for St. Cecilia. Phil's getting ready to inbound the ball right in front of the Norfolk Catholic bench, and all of a sudden they spot some blood on Phil's uniform as well. So he's getting cleaned up over here for Easting St. Cecilia before this ball game gets restarted. And earlier today, the Adams Central girls beat Axtell 60-44 in the Minden Holiday Tournament. Easting St. Cecilia girls winning here in the first ball game over Norfolk Catholic by a score of 58-44. So Hamburger is cleaned up, and now they're going to inbound the ball. Kevin Ryan gets it to Hamburger, and he'll bring things up. We're tying up at 24 points apiece here in the third quarter. Hamburger drives down the lane, and we got a foul called as Hamburger is knocked down. So Hamburger goes up for the shot, and he's fouled with a play here by Eric Becker, I think, is the guilty party for Norfolk Catholic. That's his second. That's team foul number 3 on the Knights here in the second half of play. To the free throw line for St. Cecilia, Phil Hamburger, 1 out of 2 from the stripe so far this afternoon. Shot is up there. That one just barely draws iron. Hamburger, a 73% foul shooter in the season. He's averaging 13 points per ball game. He's got 5 points so far this afternoon. Here comes Brozek back into the ball game now for Norfolk Catholic. Ethan Brozek back in there. Next shot by Hamburger is off to the left side. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Corey Schaefer of Norfolk Catholic. Here come the Knights back the other way. Cutter has got it down on the baseline. He gives it up. Back out here in the three-point territory. They work it back around to the wing on the right side to Ethan Brozek. We're tied up at 24 points apiece. Ewing drives. He loses his footing. He goes down in a traveling violation. No foul call here as Ben Ewing was just trying to drive his way toward the basket. A turnover on Norfolk Catholic. Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball tying up here at 24 points apiece with 2:36 to play in the third quarter with the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament today. On 1230 KHIS, here's Hamburger behind the stirrup screen. Moves it down in the corner on the right side down to Cesar Tino. On the dribble, moves to his left. Now he's trapped over here on the wing. Sends it inside to a Zach Stirrup. Zach holding the ball. Double team comes back out of the three-point territory to Skoke. Now to Kevin Ryan. Ryan sends it up to Hamburger. Dribble penetration, takes it to the free throw line. Gives it up now to Kevin Ryan. Ryan sends it back to Hamburger on the wing. Hesitates, drives it to the elbow. Now gets it to Stirrup. He drives inside his shot. No good. The ball poked around. It's picked up by Ewing of Norfolk Catholic. He leads a 3-on-3 break back the other way. Now to Beller. Beller comes out to Brozek for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Ewing. Puts a man in the air. Goes back up. His shot won't go. Rebound loose again. Left side of the lane. 2-3 players at the deck. Now a timeout is called. At the bottom of the deck for Norfolk Catholic was a Connor Ketter, and they called a timeout from the bench. Evidently had possession there. 1:45 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 24, Norfolk Catholic 24.
Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
1:45 to play here in the third quarter. We're tied up at 24 points apiece. Corey Schaefer will inbound the ball now for Norfolk Catholic. Comes way out on top. Handling the ball there is going to be Beller. Beller moves it to the wing. Now they get it to a Ewing. He drives it down the paint. His shot is up there. It's going to be partially deflected. We got a foul called. As Ewing goes up for the shot, foul is going to go on St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino picking up the foul. Bruce Valentino, team foul number 3 on the Blue Hawks here in the second half. Ewing to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot in and out, no good. Ewing now 2 out of 5 on free throws this afternoon. He's got 6 points. One of their leading scorers, averaging 19.2 in the season. He's got 6 so far here. Making 7 as this one goes down through the hole. And now Norfolk Catholic has got a one-point lead. It's 25-24 in favor of the Knights. St. Cecilia with the ball. Hamburger has got it on the wing on the right side. Gets it to Stirrup. He drives it and shoots and scores. Zach Stirrup on the feed from Phil Hamburger has now got 11 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia reclaims the lead. 26-25. He's seen St. Cecilia with the advantage. Here's a Jordan Feller picked up out there by St. Cecilia's Kevin Ryan. Bounce pass comes out on top to Schaefer. Now back outside the ring. A three-pointer put up there. It's no good. Down for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Three-pointer put up there by Connor Tenner of a Norfolk Catholic that would not go. And the ball out of bounds here on the rebound. So St. Cecilia will play it in. The Blue Hawks now have a one-point lead. Hastings St. Cecilia 26 and Norfolk Catholic 25. The Knights are undefeated on the season, 5-0. Hastings St. Cecilia looking for their sixth straight win. Here's Caesar Tino with the ball on the wing. Tino dribbles with it, comes out to Kevin Ryan. Ryan now to Hamburger on the left wing. Back out to Ryan. Kevin looks left, comes back to the right wing. Caesar Tino holds the ball. Norfolk Catholic is in a man-to-man defense. Tino gets away, drives the ball. A scoop shot is up there. It's knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Caesar Tino found a little seam there in that Norfolk Catholic defense. Took the ball in the hole. Trying to go up with a little scoop shot that was knocked out of his hands. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. 35.9 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, it's 26-25. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by one. Coming into the ball game now is Drew Farley. Going to the bench will be Connor Ketter. For Norfolk Catholic, St. Cecilia will inbound. Hamburger way out on top to Kevin Ryan. Ryan holds the ball there, sends it to the wing on the right side to Phil Hamburger. Down in the corner, down to Tim Skoke, down to Hamburger, 4-3, bingo! Phil Hamburger hits his first three-pointer of the ball game. He's now got 8 points, St. Cecilia with a four-point lead. 29-25 with 19 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Luke Lyons with the ball, dribble penetration, takes it down the lane. Dearly lost it out of bounds. Gets it here in the corner to Schaefer. Jump pass back outside to Farley. He drives his shot. Is up there no good. Rebound Stirrup. Gets the ball to Hamburger. 4 seconds. Hamburger across the 10-second line. Near sideline. Hamburger throws up a prayer. It's no good, and that's the end of the third quarter. St. Cecilia with the lead after three quarters here. Boys High School basketball action tonight. After three quarters, Hastings St. Cecilia 29, Norfolk Catholic 25.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the fourth quarter here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Norfolk Catholic. The score is 29-25. St. Cecilia girls have already won. The Hawkins will play in the championship ball game tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Here's Phil Hamburger with the ball for St. Cecilia. He hops down the lane, and we got a whistle on the way in. A foul is going to be called. Hamburger found the crease in the defense here. Took the ball right to the hole, and the foul is called here on Norfolk Catholic. It's only their third of the second half. Check that, the fourth team foul. It's going to go on Luke Lyons. That's going to be his third. So St. Cecilia will inbound the ball, and now a 5 second violation is called. Hamburger unable to get the ball inbounded. So St. Cecilia turns it away for the 10th time here in this ball game. The Blue Hawks have a 4 point advantage. Now Norfolk Catholic has got the ball. Luke Lyons brings it into the offensive zone as he works out here against Kevin Ryan. High post to get the ball to Ben Ewing. The ball tapped away. Ewing picks it back up. Ewing sends it over to Becker, just left of the key. Out to Drew Farley, who's back in the ball game. Now to Ewing. He drives into the paint, drops it down low. There's a shot taken. It's no good by Becker, and now we got a foul call on the rebound. Ewing took it into the paint, got the ball down to Eric Becker, who's trying to put a move on down there. The shot would not go, and then a personal foul is called. That's the 15th foul on Norfolk Catholic, as this one is going to be whistled on Ben Ewing. That's going to be his third. St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. They've got a four-point lead, 29-25, with 7 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the ballgame. Kissinger has got it down for St. Cecilia. Races the ball to the far sideline, brings it into the offensive zone. Stirrup sets a screen out here. Now we got a foul called. Drew Farley is going to be called for the personal foul. That's his second. St. Cecilia in the third quarter, 3 out of 10 from the field for 30%. Norfolk Catholic, 3 out of 13 for 23%. St. Cecilia's got the lead, 29-25. Here's Cesar Tino with the ball. Dribble penetration, takes the ball. The basket is shot. No good. Rebound, Ewing. Ben Ewing dribbles out of there now for Norfolk Catholic across the timeline. Bounce pass to get it to Brozick. His shot for the baseline is up there. No good. And the rebound to St. Cecilia. Hamburger into the air to grab the rebound there for the Hawks. 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. St. Cecilia leading by four. Hamburger palming violation. Hamburger right at the top of the key. Put a move on there and a palming violation as they took it down the left side of the lane. St. Cecilia, 7 rebounds in the third quarter, 5 for Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia was 1 out of 2 on three-pointers for 50%. Norfolk Catholic, 0 out of 4. St. Cecilia with a lead here. We're in the fourth quarter now, 29-25. St. Cecilia leading by 4 points. Drew Farley with the ball, free throw line extended left side. They get it right to the stripe down to Becker. Becker looks at the shot, passes it up. Goes to Luke Lyons. Lyons now to Ben Ewing, picked up there by Sheehy. Over on the right wing, it's going to be Becker. Entry pass, they get it to Farley, drives down the lane, the ball tipped out of his hands, out of bounds. So Norfolk Catholic will play things in. Left side of the basket down here on the baseline. Going out will be Becker. Coming in now is going to be Connor Ketter. He's had a good ball game, 9 points. The guy's averaging only 6.2 in the season. Chase Bassett comes in now for St. Cecilia. Hamburger goes to the pitch. They play it into Lyons, takes the ball in the paint, puts a man in the air, can't go for a shot. Now to Ketter at the free throw line. Shot no good, gets his own rebound, goes back up, and he's found in the play. So Connor Ketter goes to the free throw line now for Norfolk Catholic as he is found in the play by St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Matt Kissinger. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 4 on the Blue Hawks here in the second half. So Ketter to the free throw line with 6:27 to play in the fourth quarter. 29-25, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. So Ketter to the free throw line now for Norfolk Catholic. He's a 6'5" sophomore. Shot is up there, and the shot is short. That Norfolk Catholic can go huge, and we've seen most of the big lineup in there today. 6'7", 6'7". And now Ketter in there is 6'5". Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. This is going to be Matt Kissinger behind a Sheehy screen. Kissinger lost control of the ball on the wing. Dribbling with it now is Matt Kissinger. Picks up the dribble. Now he's in trouble. Sends it down to Stirrup. He's stiff and an offensive foul is going to be called on Zach Stirrup. Spun one way and then the other, and he knocks down Ben Ewing. So Zach Stirrup picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So 3 fouls now on Stirrup. We've got 6 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. And St. Cecilia's got a 4-point lead, 29-25. It's Drew Farley with the ball on a deep wing left side, picked up by Kissinger. Top of the key to Ketter. Now the Lions, they lob it down low. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good, but a foul's going to be called in Sheehy. They get it down to Ben Ewing from the short block on the right side, the short baseline. And a foul is going to be called here on Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's the 16th foul now on the Blue Hawks. And for Sheehy, that's going to be number 3. Now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. 5 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break for the score. St. Cecilia 29, Norfolk Catholic 25.
Here's a wish for a safe and happy new year from everyone at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's thanks you for your support this past year. Burt's will continue to give you the best prescription and over-the-counter service in 2011, delivering your prescriptions free 6 days a week. End of the year reminders. The enrollment period for Medicare Part D ends this Friday, December 31st. And it's not too late to get your flu shot. When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball today on 1230 KHAS Hastings. And across the nation and around the world on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. St. Cecilia girls winning the first ball game here this afternoon over Norfolk Catholic. Score in that ball game was 58-44. St. Cecilia plays again tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock against Aurora. St. Cecilia boys also trying to get into the championship ball game, but it has not been easy. Ben Ewing goes to the free throw line and hits a toss here for Norfolk Catholic. Makes it 29-26. St. Cecilia with the advantage with 5 minutes and 53 seconds to play. Next one is up there as good, so Ewing hits the pair. Norfolk Catholic back within two, and here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be slapped away from Kissinger out of bounds. His hands on it there was Luke Lyons of Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia will inbound now here in backcourt. The Knights will attack. Stirrup will play things into Kissinger. Kissinger down the right sideline, approaches the midcourt stripe, now backs it out of here. He's double-teamed, gets the ball the way to Stirrup. Stirrup, and now a 10-second violation is called. St. Cecilia unable to get it across the midcourt stripe in the allotted 10 seconds, so they turn it away. The 11th turnover here in the ball game. And now Norfolk Catholic will inbound the ball. Finally, we get it to Luke Lyons. Lyons now to Brozek. It's a 29-27 ball game. St. Cecilia leading by 2 points. Brozek now to Ewing. Ewing dribbles once and comes out to Luke Lyons. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Right side down to Connor Ketter on the wing. Bounce pass to Ewing at the free throw line. Jumper is up there. It's going to be short. Long rebound comes over here to Brozek. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Throws it down in the corner. Here's a shot by Farley. No good. Another offensive rebound. Going up is Ketter. His shot is no good. Rebound strap, and now a foul is called. Norfolk Catholic wanted a jump ball. Ketter had his hands in there along with Zach Stirrup. And the foul is going to go here on Norfolk Catholic. A foul here is going to go on the ninth, the 5:10 mark of the fourth quarter. And now St. Cecilia will go back to the other way and shoot some free throws. Brozek is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. So it's going to be Zach Stirrup to the free throw line. Zach has got points in the contest, 3 out of 4 from the line. Shot is up there. It's good. So the big guy has been hitting 38% of his free throws, doing a good job here. 4 out of 5 from the line. St. Cecilia now with a 3-point lead, 30-27. Next shot is up there for Zach. That one is off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Ben Ewing of Norfolk Catholic, now to Luke Lyons. St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. Here's Ewing for 3. Shot good. Ben Ewing left wide open out in 3-point territory. He hits the 3-ball. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, and that would tie up at 30 points apiece as we approach the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Here's Matt Kissinger with the ball. Kissinger picked up there by Luke Lyons. Here's a feed to Cesar Tino. Tino works against the Farley. Tino trying to get away. Now he's double-teamed, gets it away to a Zach Stirrup. Stirrup here at the top of the key. Dribbles and now drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ewing. Ben Ewing with the ball now for the ninth into the fourth quarter to Connor Ketter. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Lyons. Brings it back out to Ewing. Throws it to the far side to Farley. Dribbles to the elbow. Gives it up now to Luke Lyons. Lobs it down to Ola Brozek. Turns the ball tipped out of his hands out of bounds. Just right of the basket. Zach Stirrup got his hands in there. Luke Lyons checking out of the ball game. Here comes Jordan Zeller back in. Checking out for St. Cecilia is going to be Cesar Tino. Bassett comes in. Also another sub coming in for the Knights. It's going to be Scott Zock. So Zock comes in with 4:17 to play in the fourth quarter. We're tied up at 30 points apiece. The Knights will inbound baseline left side underneath their own hole. They throw it way out here to a Ben Ewing in 3-point territory. Picked up by Sheehy. Comes across the top now to Zock. Zock on the right side to Becker. Loosely guarded there by Zach Stirrup. He's out in 3-point territory. Becker dribbles with it and gives it up down to Ben Ewing around the screen. Ewing into the lane, puts it up there, left-handed. His shot no good, fouled for the rebound. Taken back by Brozek, and his shot no good, he's fouled in the play. I think that's Zach Stirrup going to be guilty of the foul. That's going to be the case. Zach picks up his fourth. So with 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play, now Brozek goes to the free throw line for Norfolk Catholic. So 4 fouls on Zach Stirrup. And now Brozek to the free throw line, 77% foul shooter. His shot is up there, and the shot good. He is averaging 17.6 points per ball game. He's got 3 points so far in this one. That gives Norfolk Catholic the lead, 31-30, with 3:58 to play. Next shot is up there. It's good. Brozek hits a pair of free throws. Norfolk Catholic now with a lead, 32-30. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Cesar Tino. Going out is going to be Chase Massett. So Kevin Asher going to roll the dice here for the final 3 minutes and 58 seconds. Going to leave in Zach Stirrup with four personal fouls. Zach with the ball now in backcourt to Phil Hamburger. Now to Zach Stirrup. Brings it across the timeline. Double team. Stirrup gets the ball away. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger out here near the 10-second line. Cross-court pass comes to the near side to Kissinger. Now to Cesar Tino. Now to Kissinger out here. Kissinger penetrates to the free throw line, stops there. Kissinger in trouble. Bounce pass goes on the right side now. To the far sideline, the Hamburger. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play. St. Cecilia down by two. Cesar Tino drives the baseline, and now we got a whistle. And we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be whistled there on Norfolk Catholic. Cesar Tino was driving the baseline. And Tino will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. The foul is going to go on Ewing, so one of their big guys now with four fouls. Ben Ewing picks up his fourth. Ewing is going to check out. Coming in is going to be Ketter. So Ewing to the bench with four fouls. Stirrup, meanwhile, stays out there with four. Cesar Tino to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. He's got 2 points so far tonight. And his first free throw of the afternoon is good. Cesar Tino, a 63% foul shooter. It is 32-31. Hastings St. Cecilia down by 1 point here. As Cesar Tino goes to the free throw line for his second one. It is up there. It is good. Boy, neither team able to break away in this ballgame. 32-32. 3:25 to go as Norfolk Catholic has got the ball in their offensive zone. Becker comes out here to Zock, sent to the left sideline. That's Kenner with the ball. Kenner now dribbling against the Sheehy. Sends it out on top to Scott Zock. Zock works against Cesar Tino. Tino tips the ball away, but Zock picks it back up. Cesar gets hit in the nose, no foul called, and now we've got a timeout here from Norfolk Catholic as they were in trouble out here in three-point territory. Cesar Tino got hit in the nose and no foul called out here. We got a timeout in Norfolk Catholic now with 3 minutes and a second to go. 3:01 left in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 32, Norfolk Catholic 32.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726.
Dykus Painting is a proud supporter of Hastings High, St. Cecilia, and Adams Central Athletics.
1230 KHAS.
3 minutes and 1 second to play here in the boys' contest from the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. Norfolk Catholic in the quarter, 0-7 from the field. 0-7 for Norfolk Catholic from the field. And the Knights are still hanging in there. It's 32-32. Neither team has had much of a lead here in this ballgame. St. Cecilia has led by as many as, 4 points? At 20-16, that was late in the second quarter. Norfolk Catholic is led by as many as 5 points. That was at 13-8 early in the second quarter. It was 29-25 in favor of St. Cecilia after three quarters. We've been tied up at 30, and we've been tied up at 32. Now we're down to 3 minutes to play, and Norfolk Catholic has got the ball on their offensive end. This one going to the wire. The winner will get either Aurora or Ogallala tomorrow in the championship ball game at 1 o'clock here at Aurora. Here's a shot from the left side. It's up there, and he banked one home. Ethan Prozic. No, that was Eric Becker. Eric Becker banks one in from the left side, and then he is down here. He might got hit in his stomach just as he got rid of the shot there. As Eric Becker is down by the top of the three-point circle. He gets the field goal to go down, so that makes it a 34-32 ball game in favor of Norfolk Catholic. But Becker, just as he releases the ball, I think he got hit in the stomach. And now he is up here for Norfolk Catholic. Eric Becker hits the shot. He's going to, I don't know if he can stay in the ball game or not without Norfolk Catholic calling the timeout. But Becker is on his feet. He's going to stay in there. 34-32 now is the score. Eric Becker hits the shot from the left side, about a 10-footer. He banks one home. Here's St. Cecilia throwing the ball down the floor. Matt Kissinger has got it. He's going to be fouled in the play. St. Cecilia was inbounding the ball. Stirrup threw it down the floor here to Matt Kissinger. He was racing toward the hole, and he was fouled in the play. The foul is going to go on Jordan Beller. That's going to be his first. So now Matt Kissinger goes to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. He is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line this afternoon. 40% for the season. He was 12 out of 30 coming in. Chase Bassett comes into the ball game. Cesar Tino checks out. 34-32. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead by 2 points here with 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play in regulation. Matt Kissinger to the free throw line for a 1-1 here. His shot is up there. The shot is off of the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Ethan Grozic. Kissinger misses the front end of the 1-1. 34-32. St. Cecilia down by 2 points. Luke Lyons with the ball. Lyons has got it here for Norfolk Catholic. Goes to the left side to Ewing. He drives the ball against Sheehy. He takes it down to the baseline. Puts up an off-balance shot. Good. Throws up a shot, and he banks one home. Ewing now with 14 in the ball game, and Norfolk Catholic now leading by a score of 36-32. Still plenty of time, 2:15 to play here in the fourth quarter. Here is Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger gets to the Matt Kissinger, doubles to the free throw line, and now we got a timeout call. Kevin Asher up, calls the timeout. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 36, Hastings St. Cecilia 32.
Big G Ace, our helpful people, put a smile on your face.
Big G Ace is your Toro snowblower headquarters. From the compact Toro Power Clear, great for clearing off sidewalks, to the Big 1028 with wheel clutches and lights that make it easy to clean large areas in the dark. You can get them all from the Toro experts at Big G Ace in Hastings, open 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Big G Ace.
1230 KHAS.
From the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia won the girls' game over Norfolk Catholic, 58-44. The Hawkettes using a 22-6 third quarter to give them a 15-point lead after three. They go on to win by 14, 58-44. Cherise Farmer, 15 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. She had 11 in the third quarter alone. Tessa Kalupa at 11. Lexi Schmidt had 10. St. Cecilia now 6-1 on the season. They will play Aurora tomorrow for the Holiday Basketball Tournament Championship. That'll be in the 11 o'clock game here in Aurora. St. Cecilia boys now trailing by 4 points at 36-32 as we have reached 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Hamburger with the ball for St. Cecilia on the wing down to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger behind the screen from Stirrup. Sends it down in the corner on the left side to Chase Bassett. Takes it into the lane. Back out to Hamburger on the wing. Hamburger dribbles to the elbow. Double team jump pass comes out here to Bassett. Bassett works the ball inside to Stirrup. Out to Hamburger. Down to Cesar Tino for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Ewing. Ben Ewing has got the rebound for Norfolk Catholic. Now the Knights have the ball with a minute and 35 seconds to play and a 4-point lead. It's 36-32. Luke Lyons takes it to the wing on the left side to Connor Ketter. Hamburger goes to the steal. Can't get to it. A lot of contact out here, no foul call. But now Cesar Tino finally going to be hit with a personal foul. He tried to knock the ball away from Ben Ewing. He got the job done, but also got a piece of the arm. Cesar Tino picks up his second personal. Team foul number 8 on the Blue Hawks. Going to the free throw line will be Ben Ewing. He's got 14 points in the ball game, 5 out of 9 from the free throw line. 75% for the season. This will be a 1-1 situation, 36-32. Norfolk Catholic with the lead. Shot from the line is good. He is leading the Knights in scoring now with 15, 37-32. This matches the biggest lead of the ball game now for Norfolk Catholic. Next one is up there is good. 38-32, still a two-possession ball game. It's a 6-point lead for the Knights. Hamburger comes down the left sideline. Hamburger with the ball. Stops. Comes down here to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger dribbles once and sends it over to Chase Bassett. Bassett looking inside. There they get the ball to Stirrup. Stirrup takes it down the right side of the lane, goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Jack Stirrup scores for St. Cecilia. He's now got 14, 38-34. The Hawks still down by 4 points. 60 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Lyons goes down in the corner to Farley. Farley now back out to Lyons near the 10-second line. He is double-teamed, and he's going to be, let's see, a timeout's going to be called. Norfolk Catholic calls the timeout. As they were double-teamed down near the 10-second line. 49.9 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic, 38. Hastings St. Cecilia, 34.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
39.9 seconds to play. St. Cecilia hit their first field goal for the fourth quarter with a minute to play. The Hawks now need the ball back. 38-34. Norfolk Catholic has got the ball to play it into Ben Ewing. He brings it across the 10-second line against Bassett. Ewing gives it up now to Drew Farley. Chasing him down is Matt Kissinger, trying to poke the ball away. Can't do it. Here's Brozek with it now. And now we got a foul called on Hamburger. Ethan Brozek had it out here in 3-point territory. Now Brozek is going to go to the free throw line for Norfolk Catholic. He was fouled in the play by Phil Hamburger of St. Cecilia. That's the third foul at Hamburger. Brozek to the free throw line, 2 out of 2 so far this afternoon, 77% for the season. That's the ninth team foul, so this is a 1-1. Shot is up there. It's good. He'll get one more. Norfolk Catholic now with a lead, 39-34. So Ethan Brozek will have another shot here. It's up there and it's good. So he hits a pair of free throws and it's now 40-34. Hastings St. Cecilia down by 6 points with 35 seconds to play. Hamburger, 4-3, fires up a shot at top of the mark, no good. Rebound, Chase Bassett out to Hamburger, another 3-pointer. That one is no good and the rebound comes down to Brozek. Ethan Brozek can be fouled here in backcourt. So Phil Hamburger taking a couple of trays there for St. Cecilia. Could not convert, and then they commit a personal foul. 24 seconds to play. It's now 40-34. That's the 10th team foul in Hastings St. Cecilia. And going to the free throw line will be Ethan Brozek. The foul is going to go on Matt Kissinger, and that's going to be his third. So Ethan Brozek to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. He is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. It's 41-34. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead, their biggest lead of the ball game. Checking out is going to be Ketter. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Scott Zock for Norfolk Catholic. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Rosick now 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. 42-34. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead. Here's Hamburger. Hamburger comes out on top, down to Kissinger. Drives. He puts up an off-balance shot. It's good. Shot by Kissinger is good. That's going to give him 6 points now in the ball game. It's now a 42-36 ball game. 13 seconds to play. We got a timeout. 13 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Norfolk Catholic. The Knights 42, the Blue Hawks 36.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Norfolk Catholic has made 10 free throws in a row here in the fourth quarter. They're 10 out of 12 from the line in the quarter, but they have made 10 in a row. And they lead 42-36. St. Cecilia applying pressure in backcourt. Throws it, gets it into Ewing. Then Ewing has the ball poked away, and a foul is going to be called. Going to go in Stirrup, and that's number 5 on Zach. Zach Stirrup fouls out of the ball game now with 11 seconds remaining. Stirrup leads with 14 points. And that's going to send Ben Ewing to the free throw line for Norfolk Catholic. And they have hit 10 free throws in a row here in the fourth quarter. They're 10 out of 12 for the period. 11.4 seconds to play. Norfolk Catholic leading by the score of 42-36 over Hastings St. Cecilia. And going to the free throw line will be Ewing. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Ewing now 8 out of 12 from the free throw line. So 11 consecutive free throws now for Norfolk Catholic here in the fourth quarter. It's 43-36. Next shot is up there. That's going to be good. That makes the score 44-36. St. Cecilia will inbound now with 11.4 seconds to play. Hamburger brings it to Cesar Tino. Tino races the ball across the 10-second line, spins, takes the ball in the hole. The shot's going to be blocked, and the foul is going to be called. Drew Farley knocks the ball out of his hands, but also draws the personal foul. That's going to be his third. We're down to 5.2 seconds to play. 44-36, the Hawks are trailing. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Cesar Tino. He'll have two shots there as he was mauled in the act of shooting. His shot is up there. It's good. 44-37, the Hawks. A five-game winning streak is going to go by the wayside here in the opening round of the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. They will have to play in a consolation ball game tomorrow. Guess what time? 11 o'clock. Second shot is up there. It's good by Cesar Tino. 44-38, and now we got a foul here in backcourt. It's going to go on Chase Bassett. The Hawks knocked the ball away there, but also picked up the personal foul. Chase Bassett picks up his third. That's going to send Norfolk Catholic back to the free throw line. 4.2 seconds to play. Going to the line will be Luke Lyons. So Hastings St. Cecilia beat Norfolk Catholic in the semifinals of the state tournament last year, 55-52. The ninth going to come back here in 2010 in this Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. Luke Lyons misses a free throw. That breaks the string. 44-38. Here's the second shot by Lyons. It's off of the mark. No good. The ball is going to be tapped out of bounds. But let's see. Lyons is also going to be hit with a personal foul as he knocks down Matt Kissinger in the lane. So Lyons misses two free throws. And he's hit with a personal foul. Now going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Matt Kissinger. Remember, these guys also have been on the football field a couple of times here in the past several years. Been on the basketball floor last year, so these guys getting to know each other pretty well. Matt Kissinger to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Shot is up and in. He is now 5-6 from the stripe here in this ball game. He's got 7 points. 44-39. St. Cecilia is down by 5 points with 3 seconds to play. Here's the next one by Kissinger. That shot is good. 44-40. They inbound the ball here. As they get it to a Becker, he's going to be fouled into play with 1.1 seconds to play. Unless Kevin Asher can pull a rabbit out of his hat, Norfolk Catholic is going to win the basketball game here this afternoon. 1.1 seconds to play. It's 44-40. St. Cecilia drawing in the ball game. Eric Becker to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Becker will have one more as this is 10 fouls plus now on each team. Eric Becker's next free throw is up there. He misses that one. Rebound comes down to Bassett. Bassett heaves it from backcourt. It's going to be no good. And that's the ball game. Norfolk Catholic knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia in boys high school basketball action here in the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. Final score, Norfolk Catholic 44, Hastings St. Cecilia 40. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
When you decide today's the day for a new set of tires, you need to get to CPI Mr. Tire because they've got tires priced to roll. The sizes you need, like Cooper CS4 225 60R16 or the Cooper Discoverer ATR LT 265 75R16E, buy three, get the fourth free. And it gets better. Free mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty. Roll on in to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Aurora High School gym. Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament here today is Norfolk Catholic knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia. in the boys' ball game. Final score of 44-40. Good basketball game here this afternoon. Norfolk Catholic had a 7-6 lead after the first quarter. The Knights jumped out to a 5-point lead early in the second period at 13-8. But St. Cecilia came back to tie things up at 14. We were tied up at 16. St. Cecilia then grabbing their biggest lead of the ball game at 20-16 late in the second quarter. It was 20-18 in favor of St. Cecilia at the end of the first half. Hochstill led 29-25 after three quarters. And in a tight fourth quarter, tied up at 30, tied up at 32. Before Norfolk Catholic scored six straight points to make it 38-32. That was 42-34, and the Knights go on to win this ball game at the free throw line. At one point, they had 12 consecutive free throws that they put down through the hole. And Hastings St. Cecilia loses their third ball game of the season here this afternoon to Norfolk Catholic by a score of 44-40. The Knights improved to six wins and no losses. Ben Ewing led the way for Norfolk Catholic. He had 18 points in the ball game. Connor Ketter came off the bench to score 9. 8 points for Ethan Brozek. 4 points for Drew Farley. 3 points for Luke Lyons. And 2 points for Eric Becker. Hastings St. Cecilia led by Zach Stirrup. He had 14 points in the ball game. Phil Hamburger had 8. Matt Kissinger had 8 points. Cesar Tino had 6. 2 for Chase Bassett and 2 for Ryan Sheehy. So Hastings St. Cecilia will play in the consolation game of the boys' side of the tournament here. That'll be at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning here in this gym. They'll take on Ogallala. Meanwhile, Norfolk Catholic will move on into the championship ball game tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock over at the sports complex. They'll take on Aurora. Hastings St. Cecilia girls will also play at 11 o'clock tomorrow. They'll take on the Aurora Huskies. And it'll be Ogallala playing in the consolation game. The boys, the girls' side of things, will also play at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon against Norfolk Catholic. So both Hastings St. Cecilia teams will play tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and it kind of puts us in a bad situation. The St. Cecilia boys will play here in the consolation game in this gym. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls will play in the championship game at 11 o'clock over at the sports complex, and we'll have the girls' ball game for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS as Hastings St. Cecilia goes after the championship of the Aurora Holiday Tournament. We'll have the girls' game. We'll get you updates on the boys' game throughout the contest tomorrow and how that's going throughout the broadcast as well as we're trying to keep things updated on both sides of things. But a win and a loss for Hastings St. Cecilia here today as the Blue Hawks lose on the boys' side of things to Norfolk Catholic by a score of 44-40. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up in the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Here's a wish for a safe and happy new year from everyone at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's thanks you for your support this past year. Burt's will continue to give you the best prescription and over-the-counter service in 2011, delivering your prescriptions free 6 days a week. End of the year reminders. The enrollment period for Medicare Part D ends this Friday, December 31st. And it's not too late to get your flu shot. When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726.
Dykus Painting is a proud supporter of Hastings High, St. Cecilia, and Adams Central Athletics.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back at Aurora, split here for Hastings St. Cecilia here today in boys and girls basketball. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. And in the girls' ball game, Hastings St. Cecilia knocking off Norfolk Catholic by a score of 58-44. St. Cecilia getting 15 points in the ball game from Cherise Farmer, 11 points from Tessa Kalupa, and 10 points from Lexi Schmidt. All candidates for our player of the game. In the boys' contest, it was Norfolk Catholic beating Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 44-40. Zach Stirrup, 14 points for St. Cecilia. Phil Hamburger had 8. Matt Kissinger had 8 points in the ball game. We'll come back and name a player of the game for each contest right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our players of the game for Hastings St. Cecilia, first of all, for the Hawkettes, it'll be Cherise Farmer. Boy, what a third quarter she had. She had 11 out of her 15 points in the third quarter. Had a couple of three-pointers and had 3 2-point field goals tonight. She was 3 out of 6 from the free-throw line. Farmer scores 4 in the first half, 11 more in the third quarter, and ends up with 15 for the ball game. So Cherise Farmer going to be our player of the game for Hastings St. Cecilia in the girls' contest. For the boys, you go with the big guy, Zach Stirrup. Get a tall order here with a couple of 6'7" guys in the lineup for the Norfolk Catholic Knights. But Zach Stirrup scores in double figures, has 14 points in the ballgame, had 9 in the first half, had 5 more in the second half. Stirrup hit 5 field goals, was 4 out of 6 from the free throw line, and also pulled down 7 rebounds in the ballgame for Hastings St. Cecilia. So Zach Stirrup and also Cherise Farmer will be our players of the game tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia splits a couple of games with Norfolk Catholic, the girls winning by the score of 58-44, and the guys dropping a 44-40 decision to the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. Stick around. We've got the coaches' postgame show up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coaches' postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back in Aurora, Hastings St. Cecilia boys dropped this one to Norfolk Catholic by a score of 44-40. The Hawks now are 5-3 on the season. Norfolk Catholic improves to 6 wins and no losses. Hastings St. Cecilia ended up shooting 11 out of 32 from the field tonight for just 34%. Norfolk Catholic was 11 out of 42 for 26%. On three-pointers, Hastings St. Cecilia was 1 out of 8 for 13%. Norfolk Catholic was 2 out of 12 for 17%. St. Cecilia out-rebounding Norfolk Catholic, and that's, well, I'll take that back. Norfolk Catholic held a 27-23 advantage over St. Cecilia on the boards tonight, 11-5 on the offensive end. St. Cecilia had 14 turnovers compared to 5 for Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia came up with 1 steal. Norfolk Catholic had 6. St. Cecilia had 4 blocked shots compared to 1 for Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia ended up shooting 17 out of 24 from the free throw line, 71%. Meanwhile, Norfolk Catholic was 16 out of 30 for 53%, but they hit 12 free throws in a row in the fourth quarter to give them the final margin of victory as Norfolk Catholic knocks off Eastern St. Cecilia by the score of 44-40 in boys high school basketball action here tonight. As Eastern St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame show, and that was just a whale of a basketball game here for this early in the season, a good matchup between the Knights and the Bluehawks today.
Yeah, it sure was. I'm sure the physicality of the game, overall possessions that had to be won, both teams fought real hard, and unfortunately for us, we had a stretch in there, I don't think, in the fourth quarter where we went about 4 or 5 minutes without scoring and even really getting a real good shot. And I thought Norfolk Catholic got a couple shots inside where they hadn't gotten much all day. And, they hit a lot of free throws there in a stretch, too, where we didn't get to the line much in the later in the game. So, hats off to them. They're a good, good basketball team. I think you're looking at probably, there's about four or five teams that'll be playing in March and could have a good chance, and this is definitely two of them.
Yeah, you told me earlier today you thought that Norfolk Catholic may be the best team in the class here, and I certainly might have to agree with you right here.
Well, you look at the size they can put on the floor. They have a good point guard. They have some shooters. They didn't shoot it well today, but some of that has to do with us, and some of it has to do with the layoff, of being off a few days. But size-wise and talent-wise, I think anybody take that group. There's just a real good group of kids there, and we knew we'd have to have a great, great effort, and I thought we did. I think our kids proved that they're right there with the best in the state.
Their size was not only a factor inside, but those guys could also handle the ball, which created some problems for you guys maybe out on the perimeter, didn't it?
Yeah, mismatch-wise, we were mismatched, but we kind of liked the way we were set up, defensively. I thought Zach did a great job of changing a lot of shots inside. But their kids, eventually Ewing, I think, did hit a three-pointer there fourth quarter, and that was just a miscommunication on our part. We had three kids in zone and two kids in man, and that's either coaching. We did a bad job at the timeout conveying and communicating what we wanted. But regardless, good ball game. I really think the first half is where we really slipped up, as they had six offensive rebounds. I think they had six second chance points, and we really talked about no second chance points. We thought if we could just compete and get one contested shot and out, but I think they had six offensive rebounds in the first half, and we haven't given up six in a game this year, so that was really a key stretch in the game also.
Let's talk about attacking their defense. It seems like you had some trouble. You were patient against the number one, but it seems like you had a tough time attacking that defense.
I think the first half we were just tentative, just nerves, and the fact that, okay, we're playing a team of their caliber and their length, and we were afraid to go in and draw two against the zone. Our guards were a little bit, shaken there, and we didn't get the ball inside, I thought, as much as we could. And then in the second half, they really picked up their pressure late third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, with kind of some run and jump trap stuff, and took us from seeing the post. And, anytime we can't get the ball to Zach, I feel like, we're not in our offense, because we've got to do a good job of getting him touches.
Yeah, did not have a great night shooting the ball from the outside. We had just, 34% for the ball game. Probably going to have to shoot a little bit better than that to stay in these things, huh?
Yeah, 34% isn't going to, win you many games. And part of that is, their defense didn't give us very many good looks there in the second half. Every team that's going to play us is going to come out and pressure the heck out of us so they can't see Zach. And in the first half, they kind of were playing more of a zone-type stuff at us. And then the second half, later on, they really picked up their pressure. We'll get better at that. That's something, you can't simulate it in practice right now. That's one of the things I've said. We're bringing eight boys to practice every day that really play at the varsity level, and we need 12, 13 so we can simulate some of that quickness and things that go on. But our kids played well. I mean, I just told them that it's a 2 or 3 possession game, and whether it was in the first half or second half, we just didn't get the job done.
Now we play in the consolation ball game tomorrow against Ogallala at 11 o'clock. You guys really plan for a day two of these holiday tournaments?
It's really tough. You don't know a lot about the other side of the bracket unless you've done a lot of pre-scouting and you watch the first half over there to this afternoon, and you get a few numbers and a few tendencies down. But the biggest thing when it comes to the second day of a holiday tournament, especially a consolation game, it's a battle of wills. I mean, you got to go out there and say to yourself, we're not going to go and two over Christmas. We're going to come out and give a great effort right from the start, you know. And I think our kids have that type of character. They're not very happy with the results today, and that's a good sign so that they come back out. I said this, they got to let it go within the next 10, 12 hours, and they got to be ready to play tomorrow.
Okay, thanks for the time, brother.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Blue Hawks dropped this one to Norfolk Catholic by a score of 44-40. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
All right, so we split here for Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. The girls will play for the championship tomorrow against Aurora. That will be at 11 o'clock over at the sports complex across the street from where we're at right now. So we'll have that ball game for you here on 1230 KHAS. I'll be here with a pregame show at 10:45 tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock for the tip-off over there. The St. Cecilia boys will also play at 11 o'clock here in this gym. They'll take on Ogallala tomorrow in the consolation game. We'll certainly keep you up to date. We'll figure out something for tomorrow as both the Hastings St. Cecilia teams will play at 11 o'clock. We'll keep you up to date on the boys' progress throughout the girls' run for the championship tomorrow here in Aurora. So a split, the Hastings St. Cecilia girls winning in their first ball game tonight as they knock off Norfolk Catholic by the score of 58-44. The boys take it on the chin to the Knights' final score of 44-40. For my statistician here on site, Gene Shaw. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Aurora.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.